In his previous life, Judge Spicer had been a justice of the peace in Mississippi, duly elected by the people of his little county and sent away when the feds caught him skimming bingo profits from a Shriners Club. "Please be seated," he said. Not a soul was standing. The judges adjusted their folding chairs and shook their robes until they fell properly around them. An assistant warden stood to the side, ignored by the inmates. A guard in uniform was with him. The brethren met once a week with the prison's approval. They heard cases, mediated disputes, settled little fights among the boys, and had generally proved to be a stabilizing factor amid the population. Spicer looked at the docket, a neat, hand-printed sheet of paper prepared by T. Carl, and said, "Court shall come to order." To his right was the Californian, the Honorable Finn Yarber, age 60, in for 2 years now with 5 to go for income tax evasion. A vendetta, he still maintained to anyone who would listen. A crusade by a Republican governor who'd managed to rally the voters in a recall drive to remove Chief Justice Yarber from the California Supreme Court. The rallying point had been Yarber's opposition to the death penalty and his high-handedness in delaying every execution. Folks wanted blood, Yarber prevented it, the Republicans whipped up a frenzy, and the recall was a smashing success. They pitched him onto the street, where he floundered for a while until the IRS began asking questions. Educated at Stanford, indicted in Sacramento, sentenced in San Francisco, and now serving his time at a federal prison in Florida. In for 2 years, and Finn was still struggling with the bitterness. He still believed in his own innocence, still dreamed of conquering his enemies. But the dreams were fading. He spent a lot of time on the jogging track, alone, wearing nothing but old denim shorts, baking in the sun and dreaming of another life.
"First case is Schneider versus Magruder," Spicer announced, as if a major antitrust trial was about to start.
"Schneider's not here," Beach said.
"Where is he?"
"Infirmary, gallstones again, I just left there."
Hatley Beach was the third member of the tribunal. He spent most of his time in the infirmary because of hemorrhoids or headaches or swollen glands. Beach was 56, the youngest of the three, and with 9 years to go, he was convinced he would die in prison. He'd been a federal judge in East Texas, a hard-fisted conservative who knew lots of scripture and liked to quote it during trials. He'd had political ambitions, a nice family, money from his wife's family's oil trust. He also had a drinking problem, which no one knew about until he ran over two hikers in Yellowstone. Both died. The car Beach had been driving was owned by a young lady he was not married to. She was found naked in the front seat, too drunk to walk. They sent him away for 12 years. Joe Roy Spicer, Finn Yarber, Hatley Beach. The Inferior Court of North Florida, better known as the Brethren, around Trumbull, a minimum security federal prison with no fences, no guard towers, no razor wire. If you had to do time, do it the federal way, and do it in a place like Trumbull.
"Should we default him?" Spicer asked Beach.
"No, just continue it until next week."
"Okay. I don't suppose he's going anywhere."
"I object to a continuance," Magruder said from the crowd.
"Too bad," said Spicer. "It's continued until next week."
Magruder was on his feet.
"That's the third time it's been continued. I'm the plaintiff. I sued him. He runs to the infirmary every time we have a docket."
"What are y'all fighting over?" Spicer asked.
$17 and 2 magazines,
T. Carl said helpfully.
"That much, huh?" Spicer said.
$17 would get you sued every time at Trumbull. Finn Yarber was already bored. With one hand, he stroked his shaggy gray beard, and with the other, he raked his long fingernails across the table. Then he popped his toes loudly, crunching them into the floor in an efficient little workout that grated on the nerves. In his other life, when he had a title, Mr. Chief Justice of the California